You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Coverage of this year's Wimbledon Tennis Championships will be more accessible than ever thanks to the 3D audio system Action Audio. I'm joined now by Tim Devine, Chief Invention Officer from developers of Action Audio, innovation company AKQA. Tim, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Hal. It's great to be back.
Well, Tim, if we could start at the beginning. For people not familiar, what is Action Audio and how does it work?
The idea behind Action Audio is to give people more agency to make their own minds up about what's happening in a tennis match by using the data that's created through the Hawkeye system, so the adjudication for the line calling, and we turn that into abstract sound cues, so non-verbal sound cues that can complement the commentary and fill in the gaps that the commentary doesn't or wouldn't normally fill.
It's interesting you mentioned that, Tim, because I suppose for people involved in commentary, people listening to and used to listening to commentary, you're being told what's happening and you don't really, I suppose, get the opportunity to use that information and sort of think about the game for yourself, I suppose.
That's right. Yeah, when we started exploring the idea of Action Audio, the idea of, you know, something that wasn't using words to describe what was going on, we first kind of broke down what made sport, and specifically tennis was the first sport that we did it with, what brought the tension in it. And one of the things that people have enjoyed the most about it over the years have been knowing how close the ball is to the line, which when we were designing it, we picked up that in one of the co-design sessions as meaningful because it contributes to tension. It's an expression of the professionalism, I suppose, that's on a tennis court. So, yeah, people knowing how close the ball is to the line creates more tension and complements the commentary in a way that doesn't necessarily come through in as much detail when it's spoken by a commentator.
For tennis, Action Audio has been used at tournaments like the Australian Open, Queens, and Wimbledon, of course. What's the reaction been like from blind and partially sighted fans?
It's been great. It's by far the most kind of admired piece of work that I've done in my lifetime, to be honest. People seem to really appreciate it and get a lot out of it. And, you know, it's a work in progress, and this year's a really big year for us. We're exploring lots of ways to do it in stadium, in the court side, and this year we're doing it in a broadcast context in collaboration with Hawkeye for a new product that they're launching called Hawk AR, which will complement the audio work that we've been doing with a video overlay. So on BBC iPlayer, there'll be an inclusive feed that effectively is Action Audio plus video with augmented graphics to kind of highlight the trace of the ball, the court, you know, all sorts of things to kind of complement what Action Audio is already doing, but really is more reflective of the fact that blind, low vision, fully sighted, partially sighted is a spectrum, and that people have different needs. And so there is an opportunity to create a more rounded service by using video augmentation.
Is Action Audio difficult to pick up for new users? If you're used to experiencing that TV and radio commentary for sports that we've been talking about, does it take a while to get into the rhythm of a tennis match?
Yeah, there's definitely a nuance between how complex it is and how easy it is to kind of just pick it up and start listening to it. What we found during our design phases has been that if we focus on using sounds that are as familiar as possible, like what happens in a blind tennis match with a rattle in the ball, people can pick up on a lot of those things. And we have really simple onboardings before it. So we're not doing a huge amount of work, but in combination, it all kind of adds up. So we've got where the ball is as it moves through, using the rattle of the ball, which shot type, so forehand, backhand, and then how close it is to the line. It's just the closer it is to the line, you get a few beeps, and the less close, you get one beep. So they're really simple sound cues and doesn't take too long to pick it up. And we've got a good onboarding for people to kind of learn how to decode it.
What are some of the other applications for the technology? It's not just tennis that Action Audio has been used for.
Yeah, we've done it for basketball, and that was a very different dynamic to tennis. And we were really, you know, unsure whether that would be a thing that would work for Action Audio, but actually it has the same qualities, I suppose. Like there's moments of tension and release and anticipation, and there's a real place, and there's gaps in the commentary that even for radio commentary, there's gaps in the commentary that aren't filled by anything else. So we've really found a nice niche for action audio across all sports, and that works with football, and we'll be going into other sports over the next year with our partnership with Hawkeye.
And how was Action Audio developed? How much testing and feedback was there from blind and partially sighted people?
Pretty close. We've had some really great times over the years. Just we put a lot of effort into not having the answers, I suppose. We take a process which is sort of like co-design, where we create some provocations. Not everyone is a sound designer or knows how to talk in terms of sound. We all have kind of an understanding of words, like how we can describe sound, but not all of us are kind of used to talking about sounds and the quality of sounds, and not all of us are kind of familiar with what data is when we talk about data. And not all of the co-designers are tennis fans. We want to be able to bring in people who are not necessarily fans of the sport, but are interested in exploring it. So, there's sort of three areas of interest and specialism that is pretty rare that we get people who are good at all three. And so, we've had some really good moments where we'll do a few days of design and people will go away and make their own sounds and bring them back to the next session. And we're really trying to kind of just it start with a whole period of education, I suppose, like what is data, what is sound, what is sound and data, what is sound data and tennis. And then, as we do that, people start to have ideas, and then we try and either facilitate the development of those ideas or they've done it themselves in the past. So it's been a really collaborative process and super rewarding.
Well, how can tennis fans access Action Audio during this year's Wimbledon tournament?
Sure, it'll be available on for all centre court games on BBC iPlayer, and we're looking to pilot this year to do it with the visual complement from Hawkeye and Hawk.AR, and hoping that all going well. It's improved after this event, so we're in a constant process of development. But then, hopefully it scales to all games next year, all matches next year, and then other sports by the same time next year.
Well, where's the best place to find more information about Action Audio and follow along with updates from the team?
Sure, you can find out more from action-audio.com, and reach out to us there if you have any questions or would like to participate in any of the design sessions. We've had loads of people reach out over the years, and really, really open to including as many people in the process as possible.
We look forward to this year's Wimbledon Tennis Championships being more accessible than ever, thanks to Action Audio. Tim Devine, Chief Invention Officer at AKQA. Thanks very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Hal. It's been great.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.